men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Rejoice! I said, rejoice! Amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Welcome two, three persons to your left and to your right. Just welcome them to service. It's good to have you in Koinonia service. This is Koinonia service. You're welcome. Come on, let's be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Can we just wave our hands and say, Father, thank you. We give glory to God for the privilege to be in fellowship tonight. I believe that every one of you, you came in here to service and there is an expectation in your heart. Praise God. And I believe that the Lord God Almighty will meet you at the point of your needs in Jesus' name. Amen. I welcome every one of you to service, those that are online and then those that are here on site. It's my prayer that you have an edifying time in service tonight in Jesus' name. Now, by the grace of God and based on instructions, for the remaining part of January and February, we're going to be running on the wings of prophecies, glory to God. And then we're going to be coming into understanding of some spiritual dimensions. We're going to be understanding some things about the kingdom, looking at it from the perspective of God's bigger picture. Praise God. So we're going to begin our anchor for January and February is by the Spirit of the Spirit. It's going to be the umbrella caption for the remainder of January and then February. Glory to God. We're going to be taking a walk through the spirituality of the kingdom life, the spiritual dimension of the kingdom life. So by the Spirit of the Spirit. By the Spirit of the Spirit. Now tonight, I want to just exhort us. As I began to pray earlier in the day, the Spirit of God dropped a few thoughts in my heart, which I'm going to be sharing with us. It's going to be an exhortation, and I believe that it's going to bless our hearts. Let's turn our Bibles to Galatians chapter 3. We're going to be reading from verse 1. Galatians chapter 3. Let's read it from the NLT, please. Okay. 1, 2, read. O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you, for the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let's read on. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. Now, how foolish can you be after starting your Christian lives in the Spirit? Why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Now, let's stay here. Said, how foolish can you be after starting your Christian lives in the Spirit? So let's begin from the beginning. The essence of Christian living, the commencement of Christian living. So write this down. Number one, spirituality is the beginning and the sustaining of our kingdom life. Spirituality, is where it all begins from. It begins from the Spirit. Glory to God. Is that okay? So, our salvation experience began the day our spirit man came alive. John 3, verse 3 said, except a man be born of the Spirit. So, we are believers because we are born of the Spirit. Is that okay? So, the message that made you saved, that got you saved, is the message of what Jesus did on the cross. Is that okay? But the impact of that message is that, one, you believed. Two, you received. Three, you were changed in your spirit and you became born again. Glory to God. Now that's where the Christian life begins. Isn't true? Is it true? Is that true? So, glory to God. So, the life of the believer begins in the Spirit. Praise God. So, let's look at the dynamics of the believer's life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. I'm going to be reading quite a number of scriptures. Now, let's see what Paul wrote here. Now, this letter is from Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Now, we are writing to the church in Thessalonica, to you who belong to God, the Father and the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God give you what? Grace and peace. Now, let's see the next verse, verse 2. He said, we always thank God for all of pray for you constantly. Now, let's read 3. My focus is verse 3. He said, as we pray to our God and Father by you, we think of, number one, your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus. Now, let's stay here. Now, what are the responsibilities of the life we have of the Spirit? When you say somebody is spiritual, what do you mean? Number one, the person has a faithful walk. When we're talking about faith and love, that's what we're talking about. He's talking about, we think of your faithful walk. Say with me, faithful walk. Now, what do we mean by faithful walk? Ephesians 2:10. We'll come back here. Let's check Ephesians 2:10. I'm going somewhere. Please just follow me. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. What did the Bible say? He said, for we are God's workmanship. Now, the spirit man, isn't it? The man that is born again. Good. He said, he has created us anew in Christ so that we can do the what? The good things he had. I didn't say you should change it. So we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. Now, faithful works is the purpose for your salvation. So, it includes, number one, preaching the gospel. Number two, getting souls saved. Number three, equipping these souls that you get saved. Stabilizing them, number four, in the knowledge of God. Are we together? That's the work the Bible is talking about. Raise your head, everybody. What work is the Bible talking about? Go back to that 1 Thessalonians 1:3. I want to qualify because there are three things, and that's the focus of my discussion tonight. There are three things Apostle Paul said he thought of when he remembered the church in Thessalonica. Now, when you are remembered as a believer, please take note of this. These three things must be so foremost in your heart. That's what we mean to live by the Spirit. It is a consciousness that, number one, I have a what? A faithful work to do. Now, what is that work we are to do? Let's check the work that Jesus did. John chapter 4, verse 34. John 4 verse 34. Now, see this. He said, give it to us in New King James. He said, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Is that okay? To finish his what? His work. Did he say anything further in 35? 35. Okay, stay back there. To finish his work. Now, what work did Jesus started? Is there the verse of scripture we are reading, Luke 4:18. The Spirit of God is upon me because he has what? Anointed me to do. So, the things that the ability of God on your life can produce, can get done, is what we refer to as what? Faithful work. Is that noted? Do we get that? Do we get that? So, going out to get so saved, what kind of work is that? It's a faithful work. Many of you have gotten a soul saved before. Raise your hands. You have gotten a soul saved. Now, if you are listening to me and you are born again and you have not gotten a soul saved, you're not faithful. Your faithfulness is questionable. And that's the purpose of tonight's exhortation. It's an exhortation. Are you with me? So, talking about the work. What work are we to do? Work of preaching the gospel. You must give yourself to the preaching of the gospel. You must preach. If you are born again, you pray in tongues, you do Bible study. Now, those are things to help the work. So, it means if you are praying, you wake up in the morning, you pray, fast, you study the Bible, but you are not preaching the gospel, you are not faithful. Do you get that? Are we here? If you pray, you tongue, you fast, you study the Bible. In fact, you are very good with the scriptures, but you don't preach to unbelievers to become saved. You are not faithful. You are just busy doing nothing. I mean, you are like that man that was called. I gave you one talent, said I dug it. We'll come back to that very soon. Your work has already been defined. That's why it's called faithful work. It's not a work that you decide to do or not do. It's a work that your salvation procured for you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 is clear there. Your salvation is unto good works. He said, who have what? Saved us. Not because we deserve it, but because that was his what? His plan. Now, a sacred life. Where is the holy life? Set apart life to preach the gospel. That's what he's saying. Is that okay? That's what he's what? Saying. Tell him about preach the gospel. Matthew 24 verse 14. What did the Bible say there? It said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the nations of the earth. Then the end shall come. The reason why Christ haven't come is because the ends of the earth have not received the gospel. So we are the one delaying his coming because he must send the gospel to all the nations of the earth. So tell your neighbor, you must preach. Necessity is laid on you. Paul said, woe is me if I don't preach. To what end is preaching the gospel? Leading souls to what? To salvation. Making them confess the Lordship of Christ. So, number one, preach. And then those that you preach to, you now ask them, do you want to be saved? Some will say no. The Bible says, dust your leg and leave. Then you ask again, do you want to be saved? They say yes. Oh, lead them. Then when you lead them, the next thing you have to do is to what? Bring them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. So tell your neighbor, that's the work. That's the work. Is that okay? So to empower them to live out their God life and also do the same, you now minister to them what we call the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that one is the commissioning into ministry work. Hello? To fulfill purpose is the reason you activate spiritual gift in people's life. So they begin to do good works. So the moment you pray for them and they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they begin to speak in tongues. But that's just an evidence that the Holy Spirit have come. Another work now begins. That work that you want them to do, the moment you get them baptized, you kickstart that work in their life. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Look up everybody. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who were about doing good. He did his work. So there is a work to be done. You don't get born again so that you can be coming to service every Thursday and Sunday. No. You got born again so that you can do the work he has before then. So coming to church is to equip you to do the work. Are we understanding it? To equip you to do the work. See, if you are born again and look up, you are not available for evangelism in your local church. You are wasting your salvation experience. Going out for evangelism, preaching to people, is not for some specific set of people. It is the reason for your enlistment. Are you with me? You are born again to do the work that will bring gain to the Father. That's the reason you are born again. The born again experience is for the purpose of work. When Nicodemus, are we here? Nicodemus came to Jesus in that John 3. What was he saying? He said, no man can do. It was the works that Jesus was doing that brought Nicodemus to come into his house in the night. If you carry the Holy Ghost and souls are not being saved through you, you are wasting him in your life. The coming of the Holy Ghost is not so that you will dream of the next work you will get in Shell or in bank or in any place. No. The gift and callings of the Spirit in your life is for the advancement of your portion in God's big picture. So tell anybody there is a work to be done. So he was telling the Thessalonian church. He said, when I think of you, I think of what? Your works. Faithful works. And then check the next one. He said, of your labor of work, of love. Did you see that? So, meaning that being born again is to get work done. And then that work requires what? Effort, which is your labor. Your labor. And Paul was speaking about Epaphras. Called him a what? A fellow laborer. What does he do? He labor for you fervently. Where? In prayers. So meaning that interceding for soul is a what? Is a good work. Now this week, how many of you have interceded for soul this week? People get saved. I know it's the same set of people. Because you can't be a preacher and not intercede for souls. A number of you are wasting your coming to service. You are wasting your coming to church. You are wasting the Holy Ghost in your life. You are wasting it. How can you be born again and you are not doing the work for which you have been saved? Preach the gospel. Paul was telling Timothy. He said, be instant in season. Hey, neighbor, I will do the work. Now, why must you do the work? There's so much reasons. But what the Lord laid in my heart to share with us is to cast our gaze on the bigger picture. That is the third part of that verse of scripture. He said, the third part. He said, your hope in He said, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus in the sight of our God and Father. That's what I want to talk about. Anticipation of the coming reward. Anticipating the return of the Lord. Anticipating the reward we will all receive. The reward of spiritual work. That's the focus of my discussion. The reward of spiritual work. There is a reward. A number of you should not forget that Jesus is still going to come. He's still going to come. He's still going to come. Matthew 24 verse 12. Matthew 24 verse 12. He said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What does it mean here? He's saying that the desire to do this work will grow cold because of lawlessness. I mean, there are some of you, when you started your born again experience, you were so vibrant about soul winning, passionate about preaching the gospel. And then somewhere along the line, maybe some things came up, and then the zeal for God began to go down. He said, but he that endures, that's where my focus is. He said, but in that, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, this salvation, you know, salvation is in threefold. So this is the salvation of your vile body. What he's simply saying here is that he that endures to the end will receive the reward. There is a reward. So that's what I came to remind you. The Lord said I should tell you that every work you do as a believer, there is a what? A reward. If you read Romans 14, let's read verse 12 now. Romans 14. It says, so then each of us shall give account of himself. You know what I'm saying here? You will give account of your portion in the lost field. What did you do? Are you with me? What did you do? Look up. Being born again is an enlistment into God's judgment seat. Receiving the Holy Ghost is a documentary evidence that you will appear before his throne to give account. Most of you think that it's unbelievers that will give account. No. The destiny of sinners have already been decided even before Jesus will come. If they don't believe, they will go to hell. That one is not a seat they will stand. You know, those days were great. That great day is coming. All men shall stand before that throne of God and give account of themselves. It's we believers. We will stand before the throne. Now, why? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it said we have been bought with a price. Salvation is a buying with a price. Meaning that if salvation procured your spirituality, you will account for that spirit you got. You will give account. You will give account. Say with me, I will give account. I will give account. He said, your body, he said, for you were bought at a price. He said, therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Let me tell you what you did when you became born again. You accepted salvation. You confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what happened? He became the Lord of your life. He became what? The Lord of your life. Give us Romans chapter 14. He said in verse 7. Abi? He said, whether we live. Look up. He said, for 7 and 8. I like them. He said, for if we live, we live to the Lord. He said, if we die, we die to the Lord. The word Lord means owner. So it means that every believer at the expiry of their life will stand before King Jesus and begin to tell him what they did with their life. Are we together? You begin to give account. Now what are we giving account for? Number one, you will give account for the gift of the Spirit you receive. When Bible says they will give account of the things done in their body, it's the Holy Spirit that will be telling it. Because he said, I will never what? leave you. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. He knows everything you are doing. He knows that day he told you, preach to that girl. Preach to that young man. And you did it. He said, if we live, we live for him. He said, every man, every, shall give account. Hear this. Number two, you will give account of the gifts of the Spirit you receive. The gifts of the Spirit. That was what Apostle Paul was saying, that we don't want to live and charge people for the gospel. You get that? He said, because if I preach this gospel because I have something to benefit from it. He said, that means it does not mean anything. He said, but if I preach this gospel as a mandate, he now went on to say, necessity is laid on me. Now, why? He knew that because he had received the Holy Spirit, he will give account. He said, you will give account for every idle word. Are you with me? Meaning, if you are not preaching the gospel, you are not doing well. You are causing a woe on your life. He said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Gift, ebun, gift. Gift and not for decoration. Apostle Paul speaking to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 12, he said, gifts are for the profiting of the saints. It is the gain of the saints that we procure for you reward when Jesus comes. So look up. Every work you are doing for believers today is procuring for yourself tomorrow a reward. A reward. Apostle Paul speaking to these same Corinthians. He said, you are our crown. Hello? You know, he went on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, there is laid for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the Holy Judge, will give to me. He said, not only to me, but to all that have been waiting for his appearing. Raise your head. It means that souls are crowns. If you don't labor over soul, there are no crown for you. He was wasted according to men's standard. But guess what? He was elevated according to divine procurement. Whatever grace procured, faith engaged, God will reward. God will reward. I came to remind you tonight that regardless of the life, whatever work you do with this your life, there is a reward for it. Think about the big picture. Many of you pray the Ephesians one prayer. But let me show you one part of that prayer quickly. Ephesians 1 verse 17. The hope of our calling. Most of you don't know what it means. You think it's our calling as apostles, prophets? No. It's talking about our corporate hope as believers. We hope. That was what Apostle Paul was speaking in that 2 Timothy. He said, a crown of righteousness which he shall give to me, and not only to me, but also to all who has hoped for his appearing. Listen, one day it's either you will die and go, or he will come and meet you. But either way, are you hoping for a reward? You can't receive Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, pray for 7 hours, 10 hours, and then you go to heaven without getting a crown. It's a waste. I know. Thank God for social media. Thank God for her word, plagues. The other day they gave me one for your meritorious service. Listen to this. Whatever service that is meritorious to you that cannot culminate into crown of righteousness is a waste of labor. This is the mentality. It is included in your new creation prayers, so that you will not only pray to do the work, but you will also have the eye of your understanding enlightened to know that one day you shall see him as he is. The Bible says in the book of John, he said, for we know, we don't know how it will be. He said, but when we see him, we shall be like him. I want to remind you that there is a reward. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. It said, without faith. Listen, faith is in three dimensions. Faith is in the Lord Jesus. Faith is in the workings of the Spirit. The Bible calls that the spirit of faith. But there is a faith that guarantees reward. The consciousness. That's why Kanusiataba, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, why was he called faithful? Beyond the physicality of the work, he had hope that one day he will stand before him and he will give him a crown. That is the height of faithfulness. That is the height of God's reward system. I know your pastor can tell you well done. The souls you get saved can tell you well done. But the greatest well done you will receive is from him that enlisted you. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. But guess what? You can only get a well done commendation when you carry out a well worked with description. Tell neighbor, get the description of the work. Apostle Paul was speaking. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians, he was saying something about him and Apollos. Because around that time, there was a conflict in the church. Some say, I am of Paul. Some say, I am of Apollos. So one day, 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 3. So Apostle Paul called them. He said, are you not babes? You are carnal. He said, do you know why you are carnal? You are busy about the frivolities of the work. You forget that there is a rewarder. Look up. The day it skips your head that there is a divine reward system, you begin to do God's work anyhow. Are you with me? The day it runs away from your memory. That's why he said in that Ephesians chapter 1, he said you should pray that the height of your understanding will be what? So that you can see the hope of his words. So, when Apostle Paul was living, did he see it or not? He saw it. He said, the time of my departure is around. Aduzia Dabaya. He said, I have fought a good fight. He said three things. Number one, I have fought a good fight. Number two, I have what? Huh? I have finished the race. And then I have what? Now, look up. Look up. He didn't say, he didn't start with, I've kept the faith. Meaning, every time he was in the prison, they were whipping him with stripes, but he was in the crown. This year, let it sink into your head that you are not laboring for the authority of a local church. You are not laboring for a spiritual father commendation. You are rewarded because there is an eternal crown of glory. That God, the God of all, because the day he procured your salvation, he became Lord over your life. And you will stand before him. Give account. Give account. You tell him. You give account of your time. Your time. Look up. If you are a minister here, I want you to go and read the book Final Quest by Rick Joyer. Go and read that book. You know, this year is a year of great works, isn't it? But please, before you start, I'm begging you, go and read that book. Rick Joyer was writing about the throne room, the end of days. God gave him a vision of the finished work after all said and done. He said he went to the righteous throne. He saw men who were highly rated while they were on earth. They were called the barbers of barbers. He said he saw them when the saints were marching. Some were decked in array. He said they were at the bottom like sleepers and cleaners. He said they were like destitute. They just, like Jesus said in that verse you were reading, that First Corinthians. He said just as by fire. He said, every man's work shall be tried. That was what the focus of the whole final quest. The trying of every man's work. That's the focus of final quest. The try. He said, every man's work shall be what? Shall be tried. Your work will be tried. I know, yes, you wake up. 10 hours you are tonguing. He said, that 10-hour tonguing will be tried. Are you doing it because you want people to hear you? Or you are doing it because there is a job description you must attach your life to? He said, they came. He said, he saw them. He said, the judgment seat of God is so palpable that when you come into glory, I can be seeing what she's thinking. Glory is that transparent. He said, there is no secret. Everything is so bare, opened. He said, he could see some people on earth. Their works were gigantic. But by the time the work was tried, it was like sand when they appeared before the throne. He said, there was a man he saw. They were looking up to. They were praying to be like while they were on earth. He said, he saw him and the wife. He said, they were like reef rats. As by fire, they just managed to enter into glory. He said, he asked them what happened. One of them said, it was pride that became so proud that he started selling the anointing with money. He said, he didn't know how it came. He just came. He started selling the anointing with money. He was giving anointing to highest bidders. He said, God sent people to warn him. As far as he said, the anointing was still moving. Kadusiada. He said, the anointing was so raw. There was no reduction in the temperature of the anointing. God did not take it because the gift and calling of God, they are without repentance. You can get up from the lap of an allot and heal sicknesses. After all, it is not your gift. He said, but after the doing of the works, come the giving of the reward. He said, when he showed up, he was disqualified. He said, because my gospel is not to be merchandised. He said, it's not for the highest bidder. He said, the reason why you are here is because the blood washed you. He said, listen to me. When you appear before the throne of grace, listen, of God, at the coming, you need to go and study the coming of Christ. There are dimensions. The truth is, if you are born again, you won't go to hell. You are going to heaven. But in that heaven, he said, there are levels. There are realms of glory. He said, where the apostles were, Kadadosiata. He said, you can't go there until you are granted entrance. He said, you will hear the voice of the Son. You will hear, you will see the glory of the Father. He said, but you can't come close. He said, the proximity to the throne is defined by your commitment to works. He's in the book of Revelation. He said, every man shall be rewarded according to his works. According to his works. Every man. Every man. I read that book. I became so humble. Let men ovate you. The worst place you can get to in life, the ovation of men. Some of these things are in parables. King Saul, he was still being eroded as king, but the kingship was taken away from him. Pride finished him. And I began to realize, go and read Final Quest, please. Joya was beginning to analyze a lot of things that brought great men down. And with all honesty, with all sincerity and honesty, I did not see lie there. I did not see lie. Most of the issues many of them were struggling with, I did not see lie. I did not even see murder. But he mentioned exclusively those things that the Bible warned us against. Pride of life. A great number of them. Some, I'm trying to remember, it's a very touching book story. I think there was one. I think that one was he built boundary around him. Big walls. Just like in the book of Acts, when the voice of the king sounded like the voice of an angel, the voice of a god. The Bible says he ovated. And everybody began to tell him the God is here. The Bible says he was struck dead immediately. And what licked his body? Worms. He said, because he refused to return the glory back to God. You see, the worst time in your life as a minister is when people begin to ovate you. May not get into your head though. He said, there is a reward here on earth that men will give to you. He said, but there is a reward that God will give to you. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. said, let's take 3 verses and then we'll pray. He said, and behold, I'm coming quickly. He said, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. He did not say according to his works. According to his work. Because the embodiment of everything you do for God in the kingdom is work. Whether you do it in the secret. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said that the people that got the most reward in that vision he saw were missionaries. Tattered people. People that were beggarly. They had no mansion. They preached. They had no effect. You know the way this award be. Now those ministers, when they come with big things, now they consider to be fathers of the faith. Oh, I be a lie. Fathers of the faith. Big ministries. He said, a number of the people he saw on those decorated thrones, he said they had no earthly knowing. People didn't know them. They were not popular. He said, but they were faithful with their work. They tilled the ground that God gave to them. What do you do when nobody is telling you well done? What do you do when no eyes are on you? He said, these people, they labored in regions. Nobody saw them. Some of their names, in fact, you can't even find them on Google. And then, but their works brought them out. They fasted and prayed for villages to receive salvation. Like men, like living stone. They died and their hearts were buried in the soil of Africa. He sent the wife away. He said, the worms here are too much. The mosquitoes here are too much. The wife said, no, we die together. They too, they died. The worms in Africa finished their skin. They died and said, oh God, I've done my work. No reward, no beauty, but seated in glory. May our reward not end here. Every man. Romans chapter 2 verse 6. Every man shall be rewarded for his work. Romans chapter 2 verse 6. He said, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Did you see that? Deeds. The things you do with your life. You will be rewarded. Ephesians 6 verse 8. Scripture said, there is a reward. He said, knowing that whatever good, now that's the deeds he's talking about. Your deeds will be rewarded. I said you'll be rewarded for the gift you use. Your deeds, the things you do, you will be rewarded. Good or bad. You give yourself to slandering a fellow believer, to slandering whatever it is. You know those times you saw those ministers that failed or do one thing, and you saw their post, you were the one sharing it. Eh? How are the mighty falling? You are the one sharing it. You will give account of it, though. You will give account of it. David, even though he was born in the old covenant, he was covenanted into the new relationship. He said, tell it not in God. Publish it not in the street of Ascalon. He said, lest the daughter of the Philistines, they rejoice. And the daughters of the uncircumcised, they begin to give thanks and gyrate. You give account. You see those deeds? There is a reward for it. There is a template for spirituality. It is the consciousness that we know that everything you do, there will be a reward for it. He said, he will receive the same from the Lord. You see that Lord you came under. Jesus be the Lord of my life. He said you will receive. Whether he is a slave or he's free. Last verse and then we'll pray. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Said, therefore, Apostle Paul expounded so much on the resurrection day. He said, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he said, the trend. He said, those that are alive, they will rise first to be with the Lord. Those that are dead, they will follow. He said, they will converge in the air. There will be change of bodies. The Holy Spirit procures for us the new bodies. the spirit of God in you that is enabling you to walk is the spirit of God that is your down payment to collect the new body. You get what I'm saying? This Holy Spirit in your life is the valid evidence that when the trumpet sound, you shall be caught up. Are you getting me? You will be caught up. Jesus was speaking. He said, the Lord will send the reapers. Who are the reapers? Reapers are the angels. Who will they be harvesting? They will be harvesting sons and daughters that carry the Holy Ghost in them. Because the day you received the Holy Ghost, your name was written in the book of life. And the book of life is the book of eternal judgment. So the moment the trumpet is sound, woo, everyone with the Holy Ghost will be caught up. And scripture said, they will be with the Lord in the air. Now what would they be doing in the air for the sea exchange? Because the Bible says mortal cannot inherit immortality. He said there will be change of bodies. I did an extensive study on the body. It was the body that Jesus used when he resurrected from the grave. It is a type of your natural body. The identity, when we get to kingdom, I will see you in this identity, but I will not see you in this body. The body would have been changed. A glorious body. He said, then we will be with him. When that body has been given to you, you will appear before the judgment seat. And there you will be given your reward. Some, they will be brought close to the Lamb. Some, they will be sent back to the earth. Different dimensions of reward. But according as your work shall be. So Paul was now beginning to say, knowing this, having this understanding, he now gave us verse 58. So as a result of this, he says, stand. Stand up on your feet, everybody. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Wait. What does it mean to be steadfast? Don't change your mind today. Are you with me? Yesterday, you said throughout this year, you will preach. The year has not even gotten to half. You have not started the preaching. You have even changed your mind that maybe it's not even important for me to preach. Steadfast. 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 It is a divine virtue. He said, unmovable. Ray want to farm. I'm not going for evangelism today. There was a mindset with which the early church, they followed Jesus. These people, Peter was crucified. He said, woe is me. How will I be crucified in the same way with my Lord? He said, turn me. They gave their life to the extent that life on earth was no longer important to them. Their eating and sleeping was for the progression of the kingdom. Souls, they see souls. I mean, nations needing salvation. They defined their navigation based on the progression of the gospel. They look for regions where the gospel has not been preached. They went there. They were threatened. They were buffeted. But grace was at work with them. Look up, everybody. The Bible says, with such power and strength. Acts 4, verse 33. With so much power and strength, they bore witness to the resurrection. Look up, everybody. It meant that they were resistance, but their power overshot the resistance. Wait, you do sing Paul and Silas, they pray. Go and read the story again. They preached in a city. The young lady was a profit venture for her masters, but was working under the influence of the spirit of divination. They casted out the evil spirit. The girl became normal. The owner of the girl said, this is our money-making system. You have taken away what we used to make money from. And they were people with authority. So they flogged them and they threw them in prison. Guess what? The Bible says, when it was time to pray, everybody say steadfast. You didn't hear me say steadfast. Steadfast means, I lost the baby in my womb yesterday, but today I will pray for mothers who have not given birth. God bless them with children. I do not allow my cycle to define my fervency. Daily I am fervent. Not because I am praying for God to do for me. Because God does not need those doings to validate the assignment he has given you. The only thing he needs from you is faithfulness. Sir, these men were faithful. The hour of prayer came. They knew they were in prison. Remember, they told us, pray what? Without ceasing. Whether you like, whether you feel like. No. So the hour of prayer came. They were praying. They told you people that they were praying to be free. No, they were not praying to be free. They were praying because it was the hour of what? Of prayer. The Bible says as they prayed and they started giving God thanks, they did not tell God to come and save them. They were just doing what their steadfastness have taught them to do. God said, you can't be here doing this. So yeah, get out. The Bible says all of a sudden, everybody say all of a sudden, an earthquake came. Everybody say it was a test. Look up. Sometimes God will elevate you with some dimensions of his anointing to test how faithful you will become. Some people, God has given them some streams of anointing, and who? Humility ran away from their life. God knew that it was a test, and thank God they too knew that it was a test. The Bible says immediately the earthquake came, they were free. Everybody said they were free, hand and leg. But guess what, sir? They didn't run out. If it was me, the typical worry boy, I will run. Bible said they did not run out. They saw it as an opportunity to bear witness to the resurrection. The Bible says the owner of the prison wanted to kill himself. He said, no, we are not here to kill anybody. Don't kill yourself. We are still here. With this owner, don't run to where? We came here because everybody that passes us must hear the gospel. For this is the reason we live. Listen, sir. Scripture told us that the jailer and his entire family were baptized that night. And you didn't hear the good news. They didn't leave home. They still remained in the prison. The next morning, the government came and set them free. Abba. With great what? Power. They bore witness. The Holy Ghost in your life is not for capital letter or small letter tongues. It's for people to be saved. It's for men to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's for your works to be good and for your deeds to be reward coming. Lay your hands on your head and say, Lord, open my eyes to the hope of the calling you have called me into. That is the focus of today's service. I don't know how you are doing this, your labor. Maybe it's beginning to get to you. Maybe you are beginning to think that it's even church that you are working for. No way. It is not church. It is God. It is God. It is his field. It is his field. It is his planting. It is his vineyard. And you will get reward. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He didn't say works. Work of the Lord. Work of the Lord. No works. Work of the Lord. You know the work? Preaching of the gospel. Getting so saved. Getting them built up. That is the work. It is a single work. And every believer has a portion. Say, Lord, open my eyes to the consciousness of your reward system. Open my eyes to know that indeed I will get a reward. It can be a crown of righteousness. It will be a crown. It will be a crown. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, most of you don't understand what predestination is. Predestination means that everyone who comes to Christ conform to the image of the Son. And in that image is his look-alike. Listen, when Judas left his place, another took it. It's called predestination. It's called predestination. If I were you, one of my greatest desires as a believer is nobody will take my place. Nobody will take my place. Because every believer has been ordained to a portion of the work. Most of you think that you are in Ofa in KDC coincidentally. No, you are not. You are not. You are not. If you understand the divine typography and the way divine work is being orchestrated by God, you will realize that every believer that have come into the Lordship of Christ have a place in the work. For example, in this local church, there is a need God got you saved and sent you to fill that need in this local church. I was talking to a young man some time ago. I said, how do you feel that you come to the local church, your place, as it were, is to play the drums, and you are not there to play it? Do you know what it means in the calendar of God's reward? You know, people think that everything you do in the local church, you're not doing it to one man. No way. Paul said, I have finished my work. My work. He labored in Corinth. He labored in Ephesus. He kept laboring. Yet, it was the work. May the spirit of religion not overwhelm you. Every man. He was speaking in John. He said, so person did me so evil. He said, let's leave him. He said, when we come, we'll handle his own matter. If you read the bibliography in the book of Romans chapter 16, he started mentioning men. Men. These are men. And guess what he mentioned? He said, the church in their house. The church is universal, but the operation of the church is local. So meaning, if you are born again and you don't find a place in a local field, you may not get any reward. There is a field. Are you getting that? He said, we are God's husbandry. Are you getting it now? He said, the church is God's husbandry. We are just his partners. Apostle Paul called himself partners. We are co-workers. He is a worker. I'm a worker. We are co-workers. When it's time to get his reward, he will not get his reward because he worked with me. No, he will get his reward because he worked the work. That's why it's not works. On earth, we see it as works, but in heaven is work. It is singular because it is towards one end and it is towards one lordship. So that's why it is work. So the next time you look down on the field called the local church, you are as well looking down on God's reward system. The focus of the works of God, of the work of God in this time, is the local church. Get so saved and get them established. That's what Apostle Paul was doing. He looked like an independent apostle, but every city worked, he will ordain pastors and bishops, including Timothy. And those ones, when he was leaving, sir, he gathered the elders in Ephesus and he told them, he said, take heed to thyself and to the flocks of which God has made you an overseer. It is his work, it is his field, but he has given men oversight. Oversight. Are you with me? Oversight. 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 And when your work on earth is done, you see the field you labor, you will not receive reward for the field you labor. You will receive reward for the work you did in the field. Are you getting what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He said, every man shall be rewarded according to his work. Is the field though? So that's why when you are in a field that is jeopardizing your spiritual heritage, pray you are permitted to change field, because God will reward you according to the work. Field, your work. He said, therefore, if any man planted, are you with me? If any man planted, let him what? Let him take heed. Let him be careful. Because your reward will come for the disposition you had towards the work. That's where your reward will come from. He now said, not as eye service, us as men pleaser. Very valid. You know, there are sometimes you see some people, they can be walking here, just slashing around, and then the moment they see pastor coming, that's when they will become very serious. May my work never be out of eye service. He told them in the book of Matthew, he said, if your work is like that, he said, men will give you your what? Your reward. He said, men. He said, but if you work to be seen by your father, he said, I ain't going to give you your reward. Lay your hands on your head. The right attitude. The right attitude towards spiritual labor is what I have. I have the right attitude.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.